Okay, then.
Or if I'm at the gym, oh, my God, it says that you're, like, less than a mile away from my house. Okay. That doesn't really mean anything. And if you listen to Big Fatty, Big Fatty and Wes Stone have a thing where, you know, they say that a lot of guys on Grindr will get on there and go, hi. Hi. and they do.
Yeah.
But to me, saying hi is 10 times better than sending me a message that says, woof.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Woof.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 941 of the BFO for Thursday, the 8th of September, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, it's a crappy day in the coal mine today, but Big Fatty went by the P.O. Box! Hello, Belchies! Dear Gussie Big Fatty, that's you, Belchie! Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, Belchie, that came to us from Miss Bacon. Miss Kathy Bacon sent that one in because y'all, she belched, and she says, oh, dear Gussie, maybe we're all Belchies, or maybe you're just gassy. Hello, gassies. Big Fatty and Volga. How about Volgas? Anyway, y'all, it was a crappy day in the coal mine today, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Some days you need a double Zoloft, and today was one of those days, and y'all, it just you know, you just, I don't understand people nowadays. I really don't. They feel that they are, y'all, too many people think that their shit don't stink. And I'll be the first to tell you mine does. Big Fatty, tell us something we don't know. But anyway, y'all, there's too many people that that are riding high on their horse, and their shit don't stink, and y'all, they'd never admit if they were wrong. Y'all, I've been accused of that, but y'all, I'm not wrong. Big Fatty, you are correct. You are not wrong. But anyway, but y'all, I do want to... before we get too far into this, I do want to do a real, real short Vegas update. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, I was listening to that Faye driver. You know, he is driving the Pride 48 Shuffle. Not the Shuffle. Poor Big Fatty. Oh. The Shuttle out there in Vegas. And y'all, evidently that Mark in Canada, another Mexican, is going to be coming down to the Pride 48, y'all. He's not staying at the Luxor, but y'all, I think he's going to stop by the podcasting suite, and y'all, maybe he'll make a donation to the Pride 48, and you know, maybe be entered in that buffet drawing, y'all. So you know, you just never know, y'all. You know, you can do that over at thepride48.com. Yes, Big Fatty, we all know we get an entry for every $5 that is donated. And y'all, I believe those we're going to draw during the kickoff show or something like that to see who wins the buffets. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. Y'all, the other thing that I heard is on the cocktails and cream puffs, y'all, I heard today that they are going to actually be marching in the Las Vegas Pride Parade. Y'all, so get your hands ready and get ready to wave at them. Yes, hey. Gussie, y'all went by the P.O. box, and y'all, there was a card. There was a card there, and y'all, it is from none other than the veritable Virgo, and y'all, he will. He will be coming to the Pride 48, and y'all, evidently, he's got him a new roommate. He's going to be with that Gene from the Wowcohol. And y'all, all I can say for Gene is I hope she doesn't have any kind of computer or cellular telephonic device, or that I hope she doesn't bring a chat room with her, because y'all, it's a given that if she gets too close to the veritable Virgo, it'll all be broken. That's all I got to say. But y'all, it's a card. It's in the yellow envelope. And y'all, there's a picture of lemonade on the front of it, and it says, "When life hands you lemons, make make lemonade. But when life hands you a load of crap, don't make anything." Big Fatty, trust me on this one. It says, "Veritable Virgo." It says, "Hello, Big Fatty. Saw this sticker in Provincetown, Massachusetts, and I knew I had to buy it for you." And y'all, it is a sticker that it says, "I heart bacon." Yes, Big Freddy, he had to buy it for you. And Veritable Virgo, thank you so much. That is just lovely. And you know, Big Freddy does. He does love the bacon. Oh, dear Gussie, does he love the bacon. And y'all, that's just the sweetest thing. People go on their little trips and they say, "Oh, look at that, Big Freddy. Oh, look at that. Big Freddy would like, oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Big Freddy would like that. Yes." So, anyway, y'all, a couple of observations. In the future, down there in the Southern Hemisphere, the first day of spring is September the 1st. But, you know, for everyone else in the world, the first day of spring in the Southern Hemisphere is the 23rd of September, and that's the first day of fall here in the Northern Hemisphere. And, I got to tell you, y'all, I can tell the days are getting shorter here in the Northern Hemisphere, because y'all, let me just tell you, when that alarm goes off in the morning, it might as well be midnight outside. Might as well be midnight, because y'all, it is just dark outside, and y'all, I just roll over and I hit that snooze bar. I hit the snooze bar, and that is not to be confused with the bar that I'll be hitting up out there in Las Vegas. Big Freddy, we know all about your bar skills. And y'all, it's just getting dark in the morning. The days are getting, the daylight is getting shorter. And that's a good thing, because Big Fatty, you know, Big Fatty does not like the daylight saving time. And y'all, the sooner it's over, the better, as far as I'm concerned. Y'all, we're coming up this weekend on the 10-year anniversary of the 9/11. Too soon! But, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. And, you know, I know that there are some of you that watch everything you can see about this and analyze it all and all this kind of stuff. But, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to do that because, y'all, quite frankly, I can remember it, but I'm not going to relive it, okay? That's just the way I feel about all of this. Y'all, it was traumatic when it happened 10 years ago, and I'm not going to relive it, coming up this weekend on the 10-year anniversary. And so it's not being disrespectful. It's just I remember and I respect, but I'm not going to relive it. And that's just the way I feel about it. And, y'all, it has already started on the TV machine, and I guarantee you. Y'all, that is, what is that? Oh, yeah, y'all, that is the chicken parmesan and some Italian spaghetti. But, y'all, I'm not going to go through it again. Y'all, I've let different things build up on the TiVo machine. And I'm going to watch that kind of stuff rather than going through all of this again this coming weekend. And, y'all, it's going to be, relentless. It's nonstop and relentless. So anyway, to those of you that enjoy, you know, the historical aspects of it and want to gather as much information, God love you. God love you, and or hydrogen love you or whatever, but Big Fatty is not going to, I'm not going to relive it again. So anyway, y'all, speaking of the TV machine, now you know the Survivor is, I'm not going down to the Fat Cave, but the Survivor, if you've got the TiVo, it'll pop up in your TiVo now. And, y'all, I believe this one is called the Survivor South Pacific. And, y'all, I believe it debuts. I believe it debuts this coming week. So maybe even a week from today. I don't know. I'll get back with you on that one. So, anyway. Y'all, I want to go ahead and do another one of these scratch-offs. Because, y'all, I need to get these things taken care of. Because, you know, Travis up there in the New Hampshire... y'all, he sent these to me, and, y'all, y'all, this is the, money tripler, and y'all, it says match your numbers to either of the winning numbers and win the prize shown. If you get a star symbol, you win double that prize automatically, and if you get a triple symbol, you win triple that prize automatically. Dear gosh, Big Freddy. And y'all, it looks like we've got about 10 numbers to scratch here. Let's see what the winning numbers are. The winning numbers are... a number 10 and a number 15. Dear gussie, Big Fatty. And let's see what Big Fatty's numbers are. With the first one is number 12. No winner there. And then we've got a number 4. Not a winner. And then there's a number 1. Not a winner, Big Fatty. Please continue scratching. A number 14. Not a winner. And then there's a number 5. No winner there. And then we're going to go down here, and there's a number 6, not a winner. A number 16, no winner there. Number 11, not a winner. Number 3, no winner there. And the last one is a number 8, not a winner, Big Fatty. So, anyway, y'all, speaking of the Pride 48, I want to make something clear. And there was something that I heard on the Poke It With a Stick. A little show that the Hat M said, and y'all, it bothers me a little bit. So I just want to get my thoughts out there to you. And y'all, yes, the Pride 48 is going to have a Vegas emphasis on it this year. That does not, however, mean that the other little shows that are participating are not important, and they deserve your attention. And you know, there are 50 people going to be in Vegas, okay? 50, 52, something like that. But anyway, y'all, there are many, many more listeners out there than 52 people. And there are people that are going to be listening to every show as much as they possibly can. Now, there will be times when people have to take care of life. Y'all, life goes on despite Pride 48. And, you know, you have to go eat. You have to sleep sometimes. You know, sometimes you have to get in the shower, or you might have to go and just deal with everyday life. And, y'all, Hat Emson's, the way I perceived it, he seemed to feel like the non-Vegas shows were not as important. And, y'all, they are more important. And he also, my impression was that he thought that the focus of Pride 48 Weekend had changed from 48 hours of continuous podcasting to what we're doing this year. And that is exactly right. And I can tell you right now, if you look at the schedule, y'all, there are lots of time slots that are still available. But you don't see people lining up to take those because, you know, quite frankly, it's difficult to fill 48 hours of podcasting. And y'all, there have been, I mean, people have been strong forces to help us do that in the past, but y'all, you talk about shows that didn't have but a handful of listeners on them. Y'all, some of those overnight shows on the East Coast that played on the East Coast, some of those overnight shows, Y'all, you thought you were just there talking to yourself. And there were people that had to get up in the middle of the night and do this for a handful of people. And y'all, quite frankly, by replaying some of these shows that take place at other time zones, it allows the people that that might miss those, it gives them another opportunity to hear them. And, you know, many of the shows, the BFO, for instance, I am going to be recording these shows. And, y'all, they'll be replayed on the BFO probably sometime the week after Pride 48. Because, y'all, it's just an exhausting process. But, y'all, please, I encourage all of you to support all of the shows that are going to be broadcast. And y'all, I can assure you that there is no way that all the people that are going to be in Vegas are going to be sitting in the podcast suite when these shows are being sent out live. It's just not going to happen, y'all. I think everybody will be there for the pink carpet and maybe the kickoff show, and they may be there for the wrap-up show, or as many are that are still in town. But, y'all, people are going to come and go. I would expect for the BFO, I may have a dozen people in the podcast suite. And, y'all, that would be a gracious plenty. A gracious plenty. But, y'all, there may be some shows that only have, three or four people there. Or there could be some shows that don't have a single soul in there. But, y'all, it doesn't mean that those aren't important shows. It just means that people are doing other things. And they're trying to balance the whole thing out. And, y'all, just because they're not sitting in the podcast suite doesn't mean they're not listening. And, y'all, it's every one of these shows is important. And I encourage you to listen to as many of them as you can when they are going out live. But y'all, if you can, then people understand that, and there are other opportunities to hear them again. So anyway, please don't. I don't want anyone to feel slighted, because that is not the intent at all. But quite frankly, y'all, it is very difficult to fill those 48 hours, and y'all, the easiest way to handle this and make it as inclusive as possible is just do the shows when people are most likely to listen live, and y'all then turn them over and replay them again. And I'm sure these will replay several times on the Pride 48 as well. So anyway, y'all, I just needed to get that off my chest, because it's been weighing heavy. And I'm not pointing the finger at Hattie or anything like that. It's just he's the one that happened to bring it up. And Big Fatty, you've nattered and nattered and nattered, and now the time is gone. Well, anyway, there you have it. Y'all, let me read one more of these things that Ange sent to me. Y'all, in the late 1700s, many houses consisted of a large room with only one chair, commonly a long, wide board folded down from the wall and was used for dining, and the head of the household always sat in the chair while everyone else ate sitting on the floor. Occasionally, a guest, who was usually a man, would be invited to sit in the chair during the meal, and to sit in the chair meant you were important and in charge. They called this the chairman. Oh! And the chairman was in charge of those sitting at the board, or chairman of the board.
Woof.
Woof to you too there, gay country boy. Yes, McFitty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.